This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick, joined again by our senior producer and letters editor, Steve Proffitt. Steve, what have you got?
Well, I have a listener comment about Philly cheesesteaks and some more information about a story we did last week on an upcoming auction at Sotheby's.
This is the one about Martin Luther King Jr. His family's decided to auction a trove of documents written by the late civil rights leader.
Correct. We interviewed a King scholar, Taylor Branch. He was concerned about such important historical documents being sold at a private auction. Here's part of that interview.
The great fear is that a speculator will buy them and then turn around and sell them piecemeal on the grounds that to maximize the revenue, you want to get 1,000 collectors to pay lots and lots of money to have some original document from the Freedom Rides or something in Dr. King's handwriting to President Kennedy on their wall. And if that's true, they'll be dispersed and essentially lost.
Again, that's historian Taylor Branch.
Well, what did Sotheby's say?
Well, we tried to contact them for comment before we aired that, but didn't receive a response. And then late last week, we were able to connect with a representative, David Redden from Sotheby's. He says the terms of the sale will prevent the collection from being dispersed.
It is being sold as one lot. It's also being sold with a condition that if the buyer passes ownership on to another buyer, that buyer cannot break up the collection either.
That's David Redden of Sotheby's.
Okay, that's good. So how about the perhaps less controversial story of cheesesteaks?
Not exactly less controversial. Last week we reported on a sign that had gone up at Geno's. That's a South Philadelphia institution that's famous for its cheesesteaks. The sign says, "This is America. When ordering, speak English." Here's part of what the owner, Joey Vento, had to say.
You can speak any language you want, but the common language to survive in America is English. So I don't see what is so hard about it.
Now, some folks were upset by the sign at Geno's, and some thought it was a good idea. But listener Bill Feeney was just, well, he was perplexed by the whole thing.
Since when does a South Philadelphian speak English? I was born and raised in South Philly and didn't learn to speak English until I moved to Michigan.
Thank you for that, Bill Feeney. And you, dear listener, can write to us, too. Just go to our website, npr.org. Click on the Contact Us link. You'll find a button there for Day to Day. And thank you, letters editor Steve Proffitt.
You're welcome, Alex.